A melody by the Chabad Chosid Reb Shneur Zalman Zlatopolsky, also known as Reb Shmuel Gerari's melody. One of the greatest Chasidim of the 4th and 5th Lubavitcher Rebbes, the Rebbe Maharash and the Rebbe Rashab, was the Chosid Reb Shneur Zalman Zlatopolsky of the city of Kremenchuk. The previous Lubavitcher Rebbe writes about him that whenever he would visit the city of Lubavitch, the Rebbe Maharash would recite a Hasidic discourse, a mimer, especially for him alone. The previous Rebbe also describes some of the personality features of Reb Zalman Zlatopolsky. Reb Zalman possessed outstanding intellectual abilities, coupled with an expansive and awesome Hasidic heart. He was a very patient and orderly human being, and a devoted chassid and adherent of the Rebbe Maharash. Whatever Reb Zalman did, he would do with deliberation that followed in-depth intellectual contemplation. His unique approach to all things followed the order of the Chabad-style analysis. He had a special order of doing things regarding his journey to Lubavitch, entering the Rebbe's chamber, remaining in Lubavitch, and returning home from Lubavitch. Reb Zalman was considered one of the pillars of the Chabad community, one of its finest and best, both among the intellectuals in Hasidic philosophy and spirituality, as well as those who devoted themselves to refinement of character and personality. Reb Zalman was among those for whom being in Lubavitch, hearing a Hasidic discourse of the Rebbe, going in on Yechidus, a private audience with the Rebbe, represented an intense spiritual experience that occupied the highest position in his life. At a Hasidic gathering in Tammuz of 1932, the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe related the following story that occurred in the year 1911. In 1911, he and his father, the Rebbe Rashab, visited the city of Menton in France. And once they took a walk along the seashore in Menton. And the Rebbe described that at a certain beautiful spot between the sea and the forest, my father pointed out to me a bench standing among the trees. And he told me that decades ago, in the year 1885, 3 years after his father, the Rebbe Maharash, passed away, the Rebbe Rashab once observed how Reb Zalman Zlatopolsky was sitting on this bench in Menton, deeply engrossed in his thoughts and meditations. And he was singing this melody with great passion, with great zeal, for several hours continuously. And the Rebbe Rashab related to his son in 1911 when they observed this bench, he related the following episode. He said, I noticed Reb Zalman sitting on the bench and singing this melody while I was taking my walk in the forest. I did not want to interrupt his meditation, but I did look at him, and I observed that his eyes were closed. Tears were running down from his cheeks as he was completely absorbed and melted away in this fiery Chabad melody. Observing the face and the countenance of Reb Zalman, the Rebbe Rashab told his son, I saw the reflection of the nostalgia of a chassid who has lost his Rebbe physically several years ago. I could see on his face the longing, the yearning for his personal Rebbe that he lost physically just a few years ago. But spiritually, I could see on his face that spiritually he was experiencing himself as though he was standing in the presence of his Rebbe. This tension, this contrast on his face of a chassid who physically lost his Rebbe, but spiritually experiences himself in the presence of the Rebbe, is what Reb Zalman Zlatopolsky's countenance expressed during those moments when he sung the melody. This the previous Rebbe related, as mentioned, in 1932. And more than a decade later, in 1945, they sung this melody in the presence of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe once again. It was Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, 1945. And the Rebbe then related this story, adding a few points. And this is what the Rebbe said. Father once took me to show me where Reb Zalman Zlatopolsky had once sat at the seashore in Menton, singing this melody while he was contemplating a Hasidic discourse that he has heard from the Rebbe Maharash. This event had occurred in 1885. At that time, Reb Zalman had come to visit my father in Menton. He sat down on a bench and he sang a melody with great concentration and soul energy while meditating on a discourse of Hasidus that he heard from the Rebbe Maharash. He was unaware that my father's lodging was nearby, that my father's home was right there. So he was just sitting on a bench and he didn't know that the home of the Rebbe Rashab was right there. Meanwhile, father passed by. And when he noticed Reb Zalman sitting there enraptured in the melody, he did not want to interrupt him. Later, when they met, my father asked Reb Zalman which discourse he was contemplating at the time. Now, you have to understand, the previous Rebbe said that Reb Zalman was not a rachalei. He was not a soft-hearted, mushy individual. But nonetheless, when father asked him which discourse he was thinking about when he was singing that song, the previous Rebbe said, "Hateragos kiton mitreden." Tears came pouring out like an ocean from his eyes, and he could not catch his breath, he was unable to speak. And when he managed to calm down, he told my father, the Rebbe, meaning the Rebbe Maharash, recited this and this discourse on this and this Shabbos.
Ay, 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 ay ай, ай, дай, ай, дай, ай, дай, ай, ла-рай, ай, 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 ла-рай, ай, 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 ай.
And now we will hear this melody once again.
Ay, 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 ay ой, 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 ой,
ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой, ой,